It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. Computer networks across the Middle East are engulfed in flame. That's flame, singular, not plural. Flame is a newly identified bit of malicious software used in an enormous attack on government computers in Iran, Israel, and other Middle Eastern countries. Reuel Schoenberg is with Kaspersky Labs, which discovered flame. He says it's much more sophisticated and powerful than your everyday computer malware.
It records your keystrokes, it takes screenshots, but the more interesting things is that it can make extensive use of the microphone on your computer. It can switch it on and eavesdrop on conversations. And something which you've never seen before is actually the usage of Bluetooth. Flame can see if there are phones connected via Bluetooth to your computer and subsequently basically copy the address book and send it to the attackers.
And where is it transmitting all this information to?
Flame is using a very sophisticated network of no less than 80 computers, so-called command and control servers, to send this information to. And those are located all over the world.
Kaspersky Labs believes the complexity of Flame is such that it could only have been made by government scientists. They don't know which government. And it may date back to 2007.
Flame is probably yesterday's cyber espionage tool.
David Fiddler is with the Center for Applied Cybersecurity Research at Indiana University. He says Flame's power, combined with fear of what else might be out there, could lead to panic by governments around the world.
You start to have a situation where you don't know whether or not your computers are being subject to an actual attack that could damage something, or this is just an espionage tool. So you begin to take countermeasures and things. It's sort of like a downward spiral of a cyber arms or cyber espionage race. And that's, I think, one of the worrying things about this, because we simply don't have any policy or legal regimes which really effectively deal with espionage.
This could lead to a scenario where nations attack each other's computer networks instead of setting up better defenses on their own systems. All the while, says Reuel Schoenberg, Flame keeps attacking.
With these kinds of operations, these attackers will not rest until they have basically broken into that network.
The good news? Well, your computer is probably safe from Flame for now, unless you happen to be a systems administrator for a Middle Eastern government. Time to check the androids, scope out the machine, saddle up for the
robot roundup.
The bots are doing some dirty work.
Robots
are getting shot at. An Australian company has now doubled production of terrorist robots. They're pretty much mannequins hooked up to modified Segway scooters. Seems the Australian Army enjoys using them for target practice.
Robots
are being sent into Japan's damaged Fukushima nuclear plant. Well, one of them is. Her name is Rosemary, and she looks like a lawnmower with feet. I think the real breakthrough here is that a nuclear-resistant robot has a name like Rosemary. But it's not all bullets and radiation.
Robots
are doing the work of three guitarists. Yeah, take a break, Clapton, Santana, and, Yngwie Malmsteen. A robot in Russia has been programmed to play all three parts of a composition so tricky it normally requires a group of musicians. Sadly, it has all the soul and emotion you'd expect from a robot. Listen. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Carbonite, providing automatic online backup for small businesses. Cloud-based solution designed to allow remote access to backed-up files. Learn more at carbonite.com. And by Barnes & Noble, maker of Nook Simple Touch with Glow Light, designed for reading with the lights on or off. Available at Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.